King Arthur's Treasure, written by Howard Appleby. Peter Pitt was a shepherd in Richmond, in the north of England. He watched the sheep on the hill next to the castle. There were nearly 100 sheep. One cold day in autumn, an old man stopped Peter on the path. He was tall, with a long white beard. He carried a long stick. Peter Pitt was afraid. The old man was a wizard. Wizards are powerful. They know magic.
Are you Peter Pitt?
Yes, I am.
I am Merlin the Magician. This is my magic stick. Take me to an apple tree. There is treasure under the tree.
Merlin showed Peter his magic stick. Peter wanted to find the treasure. There was an old apple tree near the castle. Peter walked to it with Merlin. Merlin moved the leaves on the ground around the tree. Peter saw a door. Merlin opened the door, and Peter saw a tunnel going under the castle.
Follow me!
Peter followed Merlin into the tunnel. The magic stick was like a torch. The tunnel was long and dark. At the end of the tunnel, there was an enormous cave. At the entrance to the cave, there was a big bell. There was a king asleep in the cave, with a beautiful gold crown on his head. He was in silver armor, with a big sword in his hand. Next to him, there were many knights in armor with swords and shields. In the middle of the cave, there was a huge pile of treasure.
It's King Arthur and the knights of the Round Table.
Yes, they are asleep.
Merlin explained to Peter that Arthur and the knights stay asleep until somebody rings the bell. Then they wake up and save England. He showed Peter a message on the wall.
Here lies King Arthur. He is waiting for the day England needs him. When there is danger, ring the bell and wake up King Arthur.
Merlin pointed to the treasure on the floor.
Put some treasure in your bag, but don't touch the bell. Don't wake up King Arthur. Remember, don't touch the bell.
Merlin turned, walked out of the cave, and disappeared. Peter Pitt filled his bag with gold and jewels from the cave and carried it outside. It was sunny, and he was very happy.
I'm rich! Oh, all this gold! Oh, I'm rich! Oh, but I want to be richer. I want to be the richest man in Richmond.
So Peter Pitt returned to the cave and filled his bag again. The pile of gold outside the cave was bigger now, but Peter wanted more gold. The third time he returned to the cave, he bumped the bell with his head. It started to ring very loudly.
Oh! Oh no! The bell!
The bell is ringing. England needs me. Wake up, Knights of the Round Table! Did you ring the bell?
Oh no! It was a mistake. I'm sorry.
The knights opened their eyes. They looked at Peter Pitt. King Arthur was very, very angry now. England did not need him. It was a mistake.
Stupid boy! Leave here now, or live the rest of your life in this cave.
Peter started to run. The knights followed him. He jumped out of the tunnel. The door of the tunnel closed behind him with a big crash. Peter looked behind him. The door disappeared. He looked in his bag. It was full of stones. He looked at the ground. There was a big pile of stones and no treasure. He looked for his sheep. There were no sheep on the hill. Peter wasn't happy now. He was the poorest man in Richmond. He looked and looked under the old apple tree. Nothing was there. And now, nobody knows where King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table are sleeping. Are they still waiting for the bell to ring?